in the limelight.
American families are fearful for their economic security. The pandemic hasn't yet ended. Schools and hospitals face ongoing staffing shortages, and the opioid epidemic is raging. Increasing military spending does nothing to address these problems, says Lindsay Kashagarian, journalist, in an article published under the heading, U.S. Military Budget is More Outrageous Than Ever. Stay tuned for more. Congress recently announced a bipartisan budget deal to fund the federal government through 2022. It's a lopsided budget if there ever was one. Even after America's longest war in Afghanistan ended last year, military spending isn't going down. In fact, it's skyrocketing upwards, from $740 billion in the last budget set under Trump to $782 billion in this deal. The same new budget offers just $730 billion to meet urgent domestic needs at home. That means that even during a pandemic, supply chain crisis, and painful inflation, they will put more resources into the military and war than public health, education, green jobs, affordable housing, scientific and medical research, childcare, and every other domestic need combined. This special treatment for the Pentagon recklessly squanders precious resources that could be used to strengthen the families and communities against compounding crises at home. American families are fearful for their economic security. The pandemic hasn't yet ended. Schools and hospitals face ongoing staffing shortages, and the opioid epidemic is raging. Meanwhile, the U.S. dependence on oil continues to fuel the climate crisis, while supporting corrupt authoritarian states and subjecting families to wild price swings. Increasing military spending does nothing to address these problems, and it won't make Americans safer. The U.S. military budget is already larger than the next 11 countries combined, and more than 12 times larger than Russia's. The budget deal also prioritizes militarization at home. It continues to fund the immigration enforcement agencies responsible for the worst abuses of the Trump era, including family separations and millions of deportations. It even maintains prior funding for Trump's inhumane and destructive border wall, which has already proven a costly boondoggle. The main winners are contractors who profit off human suffering. In recent years, more than half of all military spending has gone to for-profit private contractors. The new spending bill continues this windfall. It spends more on expensive weapons systems than even the Pentagon requested, and it continues lucrative contracts for companies that detain and surveil immigrants. The long-standing patterns of spending on war have enriched corporate profiteers, while leaving less for Americans' needs at home. They didn't prevent a disastrous war in Europe either. And yet, conservatives in Congress have insisted on plowing more money into the Pentagon year after year. In recent years, congressional opposition to unlimited Pentagon budgets and abusive immigrant detention practices has grown, with record numbers of members voting against completely unwarranted military spending hikes. But while their numbers are growing, there is still a minority. This deal is a sign that there is still a long way to go before the U.S. funding priorities match the American people's needs.